This is Apollo Control. We're now about 2 minutes from reestablishing radio contact with Endeavour and Falcon. And when next we hear from the two vehicles, they should be separated and moving apart at the rate of about 1 foot per second. About a second after separation, Al Worden was to fire the thrusters on the command module for about 3 seconds to give them that 1 foot per second separation velocity. The flight dynamics officer reported that we're seeing a consistent downtrack error of about 15,000 feet per revolution. This is not unduly large and is the sort of error that will be taken out by targeting the power descent, the time of ignition, and also by updating the state vector or the LEM guidance system's knowledge of the orbit that it is in. This sort of error can comfortably be removed prior to the beginning of the powered descent. And we're coming up now on 30 seconds until reacquisition. The first order of business will be to confirm the undocking and separation. And the guidance officer has just reported that a review of the erasable memory on the lunar module shows that the LEM guidance system erasable memory is in very good condition. And we've just had acquisition of signal.
Endeavour Houston, standing by for a set report.
Okay, Houston, this is the Falcon. We didn't get a set, and Al's been checking the umbilicals now, the probe.
Okay, we didn't read that except no set.
Dave Scott reporting we have not gotten separation. I said they were going to be checking the probe umbilicals. We'll stand by for further reports.
Okay, Houston Falcon, we got no SEP, and Al's going back into the tunnel to check the umbilicals now, and I guess we'll stand by for your recommendation.
Okay, Falcon, we copy. We'll have some words in a minute.
Okay. There was not even any motion on the probe.
Roger, we copy. Falcon Houston, we have no probe temp, which indicates the umbilical is probably not well connected.
Okay, well, that's just what he's checking. Thank you.
And 15 Houston, be advised that we have plenty of time here on the SEP, up to 40 minutes or so. Procedures will be to get vertical or get vertical on the orb rate ball and standard SEP procedures.
Okay, fine. We can handle that.
To recap the situation here, you heard Dave Scott report that we did not get a separation. The preliminary indication is that we may have an umbilical that is not properly connected, in which case power would not flow to the probe. And this appears to be the most likely cause at the moment. The flight dynamics officer has reported that we can go up to about 40 minutes without separating before we run into problems in an on-time powered descent.
Roger. Okay.
Apollo 15 Houston, we're seeing telemetry on the probe now. Presume that may have been our problem.
Okay, very good. Okay, David, I'm bending you down now. Okay, good show. And that probe was loose in the umbilical was loose. Okay, I'm glad you found something.
The indication here on the ground that we had...
Give us about 5 minutes or so and we'll be all set. Okay.
And there's plenty of time to get a good hatch integrity check, 15, and do the procedure leisurely.
Okay, Ed, that's in work now.
The indication here on the ground that we had a loose umbilical to the probe was an off-scale high temperature reading on the probe, which indicated that umbilical was not connected. Al Worden on inspection confirmed that indeed the umbilical was loose. We presume at this point that we'll be able to go ahead with a normal undocking.
On the verb 6 down 20.
This is Houston, go ahead.
Okay, the GET was 100.0856 and the CSM 35975 10818 35995. The LEM 3000. 36. Zip, 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 4.
We copy. And Endeavour Houston, reminder, we want to SAP in a local vertical attitude.
Roger, understand, local vertical. Houston Falcon, you know, if you might run out of an attitude and a time, and it might save a little gas.
Okay, in 2 minutes we have an angle of 55.7. We're working on one for 5 minutes later.
Go ahead.
Well, it's going to take a fairly sizable maneuver, and it takes a little while to maneuver at 0.2 degrees per second.
Right, you understand. We're getting another one for you for 5 minutes from now.
Make it 10.
Yeah, we'll have one for every 5 minutes, Dave.
Okay.
And, 15 Houston, we're not going to be able to make the P-24 this pass, we don't believe, so don't worry about it.
Roger.
P-24 is the landmark tracking of the landmark near the landing site, which Al Warden is scheduled to perform from the command module. We'll be doing that again on the next revolution. And at the moment, we're standing by for another attempt at undocking and separation.
Endeavour Houston, let's head for an inertial pitch gimbal angle of 30 degrees, and we may have to touch that up, but that's approximate.
Okay, Houston, Endeavour going towards 30 degrees pitch.
That's firm, Al. And Endeavour Houston, that angle is good for 100 hours and 38 minutes, and it's not very critical. We'll use it any time around there.
Yeah, roger, Houston.
Our guidance and control officer estimates that it'll be about 6 minutes before the spacecraft are in the proper attitude for separation.